just a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter, just one of the many great stars brought to you Sundays on NBC. Every Sunday, hear Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy in The Marriage, Sir Laurence Olivier on Theatre Royal, Lawrence Tibbett with The Golden Voices, Helen Hayes, Frederick March, Rex Harrison, and Lily Palmer on the NBC Star Playhouse. All of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends. Now, in just a moment, immediately following this important announcement, you'll hear Act One of The Six Shooter. A lot of vacations start as a daydream and end as a daydream for lack of money. That need not happen to you. You can have extra money when you need it. Simply join the payroll savings plan for buying United States savings bonds. When your bonds mature, you'll get back $4 for every $3 you invest. And there's your extra money, your vacation, both guaranteed. Ask your employer about buying United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. Then join. Now, Act One of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart.
The rain had stopped, but the wind still carried slivers of moisture that cut into the boy's face as he rode along the edge of the creek. When he saw the yellow light from the back of the office, he pulled up and slid out of the saddle. Then tied a wet bandana under his eyes and walked slowly, quietly to the door.
All right. Put them up over your heads. Reach.
What's that?
Way up, both of you. Stay away from that shotgun.
Now, look here, young fella.
You, get over to the safe. Better hurry it up, mister. Open it. I said open it. That's better. Now toss me that sack. Okay. Don't try to follow. Thanks a lot.
Hey! See you. You dirty young... I'll show you. Oh. Rotten little...
I hadn't figured on going through Clay City. It was an hour out of my way, and I was already a day late to the Jefferson Ranch where I'd signed up for the roundup, but Scar started limping from a loose shoe, and I didn't have much choice. So we had to head to the nearest blacksmith shop, so we turned north. The horse is losing a shoe here.
Well, let's have a look. Raise it up, fella. Come on. Come on, boy. Yeah, that's split, mister. He needs a new one. Okay, boy.
Can you take care of it, you think?
Sure. Bring him over here.
Say, what happened to Red? Fella used to own this shop.
Oh, he went to Nevada chasing silver. I bought him out a few months ago.
Is that so? Ah. You know, you don't look very much like a blacksmith.
I'm stronger than I look. Heavier, too. Yes, sir. Well, what do you think I weigh, mister?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, why don't you take a guess? Say, 120? 30?
Oh, well, not more than that, I wouldn't say.
You a betting man, mister?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. I say I weigh over 130. And if I don't, you get the new shoe for nothing. But if I do, you pay me double. What do you say?
Well, now, you got a set of scales?
Don't need no scales. What do you say, mister? Is it a bet?
There don't seem to be no way of proving it, though.
All you got to do is lift me up. You look like a man who can judge weight. What do you say?
Okay. All right, it's a bet.
All right, mister, just heist me. If you don't think I weigh more than 130, the shoe is free. Come on, heist me up.
I haven't ever tried to judge man's weight before, but... here we go. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be doggone.
Yes, sir. I'm packed solid, mister. Real solid.
Oh, you're packed tighter than a stair. You must weigh 150.
You see what I tell you? 158. Horseshoe's going to cost you money, mister. But you ain't the only one. Ever since I bought the shop, there ain't been a stranger come through Clay City but what he paid double for his first horseshoe. You ain't sore, mister.
Oh, no, I'm not. That's a fair bet.
Sure it was. I told you I was heavier than I look. That's what folks call me, Heavy Norton. My real name's George, but everybody calls me Heavy. What's your name, mister?
Ponsett, Brett Ponsett.
Fellow they call a six-shooter? Well, doggone it, I've heard about you, mister. I sure heard about you.
Well, I...
Sure have. Would have recognized you, too, if I'd have noticed your gun. Sure is fancy, ain't it? Say, do you mind showing it to me?
No, ahead. Here, catch it.
Well, that's real. Like Sheriff Schofield said. And you know something? He says he's seen you fire six shots with it while Whitey Jackson was getting off his first bullet at that time down at Eagle.
Yeah, well, the sheriff kind of likes to build up a story, you know.
Well, he swears it's the truth. Well, here's your gun, Mr. Ponsett. Thanks.
Sure.
You was mighty quick in getting into Clay City. How'd you hear about it so fast?
Hmm? Hear about what?
Why, the holdup at the Fargo station last night. Ain't that why you come?
No. No, I was heading past town and turned off because Scar got a loose shoe.
Well, now, ain't that a coincidence? Fellow holds up the Fargo office, kills one man, maybe two, gets away with $5,000, and 12 hours later, you ride into town.
Ain't got any idea who did it?
No, sir, not a single solitary one, from what I hear. Like I say, the deputy agent was dead when they found him. Other fellow, Fred Wilmer, a friend of his, got shot up pretty bad. Ain't done no talking yet. Doc says maybe he never will.
I see. Well, does Sheriff Schofield take out a posse?
Nope, ain't nobody to go. Most of the men signed up for the Jefferson Roundup. Left town day before yesterday. Here's the Jefferson Ranch paying good money this year.
Mm-hmm. You seen the sheriff this morning?
No, not lately. He might be over to his office. You could try there.
Yeah, I think I'll walk down there while you're fixing up Scar.
Sure, Mr. Fawcett. Darn good idea. Sheriff Schofield will be real glad to see you.
A couple of doors this side of the sheriff's office, I saw the Wells Fargo sign nailed up next to the window. The place wasn't locked, so I went inside. One of the chairs was upset, and there were some damp stains on the floor. The cast iron safe against the wall was standing wide open, so I kicked it shut. And then I went out in the back stoop. There was some more blood on the steps and then just red mud. Right at the edge, I saw the hoof prints. They trailed off the side of the creek, and whoever made them had headed west. I let one knee down into the mud and looked at the prints real close. The horse had been wearing one shoe different from the other three. A sharp rock must have cut into it somewhere or another. Not enough to split it, but just enough so that the print left a sort of a jagged line, like a fancy handwriting. Huh.
You find something, Brett?
Huh? Oh, hello, Sheriff. Oh, I was just heading out your way.
Yeah, I just saw Heavy. He told me he was in town. Did you find something?
I don't know. Did you see these hoof prints?
Yeah.
Well,
don't mean nothing. Trail gives out a mile or so down the creek at the fork.
Uh-huh. Has Clay City had any other trouble lately, Ed?
No, not a bit. I guess any town's got to expect a hold up once in a while.
Well, I heard it was more than that.
Yeah, that's right.
Fred Wilmer able to talk yet?
I'm afraid not. Doc said he'd let me know the first time he come around. Took him out to his ranch on the other side of town.
You been out to see him since last night?
There wasn't no reason.
Well, it might good be
a good idea to be there just in case.
I thought maybe I ought to stick in town.
Well, it don't look like anything more is going to happen here. Why don't I'll get Scar and meet you out at Fred's place. Huh?
I can handle this alone, Britt.
Well, sure, I was just offering to keep you company, Ed.
I'll meet you there.
Well, he's all fixed up, Mr. Pontus. Tied him up around the side so he'd be in the shade.
Well, thanks very much.
Mighty fine horse you got there, too. You find Sheriff Schofield? I told him you was in town.
Yeah, I found him.
Figure out anything?
No, not so far.
You will. Sheriff's a good man. You and him together, you'll get whoever done it.
Maybe. Say, you're the only blacksmith around here, aren't you, Eddie?
Yeah, only one for 40 miles, yes, sir.
Did you ever see a horse with a shoe that's got one jagged edge, left hind leg?
A lot of shoes got jagged edges, Mr. Parker.
Yeah, I know, but I let's see here. See, I'll try to show you what I mean. I'm not much of an artist, but it looks something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that.
Yeah. Seems to me I did see a shoe like that just the other day. Well, sure. I remember. Told me I'd get a new one for it. Ben Schofield, that's who it was just the other day.
Ben?
That's right, Sheriff's kid. You know him, don't you, Mr. Ponson?
Sure. Well, I haven't seen Ben for a couple of years, though.
Well, sir, you wouldn't recognize him if you saw him now. That boy just sort of growed up overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he has.
We'll return to James Stewart as the six-shooter in just a moment. Here's a reminder about some of the wonderful entertainment that's yours for the listening each Wednesday evening on the NBC Radio Network. There's comedy for everyone when you set your dial to NBC for such programs as You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx and The Great Gildersleeve starring Willard Waterman. The Great Gildersleeve provides 30 minutes of top-flight entertainment that your whole family will enjoy. Then, when it's time for Groucho Marx, watch out. Groucho throws a mean ad lib, and there's a barb at the end of every one of them. Listen and laugh as this marksman trades quips with his contestants from the studio audience. It's a riot of fun from top to bottom when Groucho Marx plays You Bet Your Life. Also on Wednesdays, listen to more quiz fun on Walk a Mile with your genial quizmaster, Bill Cullen. That's Wednesday night on the NBC Radio Network. Be sure to listen.